up, you guys? It's your girl Sailor P, and welcome to a special Wednesday, or a Wednesday special, if you want to call it. I miss you guys so much. I do, because it's been a month since I last talked to you guys, and I decided today, why not just give you guys a little something-something. And then we'll return to regular schedule on next Saturday at 4:30 p.m. or whatever time you guys, anywhere, everywhere, can listen to this podcast. And right now, you're hearing my fan again, because this weather has been crazy. Like yesterday, it started hailing and pouring rain, and today it's just all sunny and rainbows and a bit toasty. Not a lot, but a bit toasty. But yeah, it's been one crazy year after another. And I know you guys don't like to wear masks and stuff like that, but the pandemic is still not gone. So if you can, stay 6 feet, put your mask on. I know you don't like it. Trust me, I don't like it either. But if it's gonna keep me safe, then hey, might as well. You know what I'm saying? Cause Sailor P has caught the COVID back in July, and it was no joke. Oh my God. And I was staying safe, you know? I didn't go outside until I had to, but traveling. I had to travel back to Chicago. But anyway, on this Wednesday special, I want to talk about feelings, because my feelings have been all over the place, and there's a reason why I try to control my feelings. The reason why is because, for one, I know how I am. When something gets me really angry, I just do not stop until my anger is diminished. Like, really diminished and really gone. That's how I am with my anger issues. And for it to get me to that point, or whatever, it takes a long time. Because like I tell people, I try to control my emotions for a reason. Because once that buildup comes up, everything is going to be unleashed, including my crazy. Because I know I'm crazy. And I try to warn people. I try to warn people before it comes up. And though, yeah, I should be able to express my emotions right then and there, but growing up, every time I did express my emotions, even though I was mostly crying, people would say, oh, you're just a crybaby, you're sensitive, you're too soft, you're this, you're that. So nobody really made me feel okay with expressing my feelings, because it was always negative when I do. And so as I got older, I start to hold it in until I can't take it anymore. And when I explode, everybody looks at me like, oh, why is she saying this stuff? Because you really didn't let me explain before. And whenever I do try to explain, you just want me to calm down or relax, or why are you dwelling on it and stuff like that. So it was never a good thing to express my emotions, because when I do, it was always a negative response. And when I'm around people, right, I'm naturally shy. I'm a naturally shy person, and I don't like jump head first. You know, I mostly am an introvert. Like, I observe you first, see how you move, listen to how you talk before I, you know, decide whether or not, hey, I can kind of open up to you, or yeah, I think you're a cool person and I want you around me, and let's be buddies, you know? But after everything that's been going on with me personally, I have been all over the place, really. I've been feeling selfish because I tried to hold on to people who are trying to do things for themselves, or people who don't really hang out with me and don't really talk to me when I reach out to them. And that's really toxic, you know, to hold on to people who really don't care about my well-being and stuff like that, even though I care for them. Because we've known each other since kindergarten, and I've been trying to hold on to people who wouldn't probably give me the time or the day if I was feeling upset, or, you know, if something were to happen, you know what I mean? So that's pretty toxic. And like I said, for the people who's trying to do things for themselves, I can't keep them. Because to me, I feel like I'm holding them back, you know, by me being selfish and not letting them, you know, do their thing, because they're not trying to hold me back from doing what I need to do. So why should I try to hold them back, you know? But as I've mentioned, like, my feelings are basically all over the place. I've been out of whack for the past couple of months, and I'm kind of trying to put myself together piece by piece, trying to figure things out and not be so scared all the time. Because mostly for me, well, let me put it another way. Oh, I can't talk. What I mean by control, it's fear. Control equals fear. And fear holds me back. Because I be trying to be Miss Perfect. Because, you know, throughout my life, I've been called a disappointment. Or I wasn't meant to be here. So that right there influenced me to always try to be perfect. And to be there for people who, like I said, who wouldn't give me the time of day. Because at home, it was just, you know, it always felt like I wasn't good enough. So I tried to be enough for everybody else. If that makes any sense. And so, after all the personal things and whatnot, I've been trying to be happy and trying to be in the moment instead of thinking so far into the future, because that's how I was taught. That's how it was programmed in my brain, that I have to think about the future. I have to think about all this other stuff. The responsibilities of being an adult instead of the responsibilities of just being present, you know, by just being here in the moment. And so I'm trying to drop my responsibility side just a tad bit. Not a lot, because, you know, I'm still an adult and I still got responsibilities that I need to take care of. But I'm trying to lessen the burden of being responsible and just trying to be present. But sometimes it gets really, really, really weary on my heart. And sometimes I just feel like giving up. Like, I do take it to where it's suicidal at times. And I try to fight so hard of those negative emotions. But it be hard sometimes. It be really hard to fight off these negative emotions. And even though there's still that little bitty voice in the back of my head that says everything's gonna be okay. Like last night, I almost turned that voice completely off. I was going to say, you know what? Not everything is going to be fine. All right, little voice, just go away. I really don't feel like hearing you right now. And when I woke up this morning, I still put it on the back burner a little bit because of my negative emotions that has been pouring out lately. And I understand that life can be a volcano, exploding or erupting or whatever. And the lava can get really, 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 really hot. And you can get burnt up. But I'm just trying to find out where is the paradise and everything. Where is my paradise? And how come I haven't found it yet? How come I haven't put that piece together yet? And I know they say things take time, but it's been months now. I guess I'm in a hurry to find that inner peace because I feel like I keep on unraveling and I keep messing things up for myself. And I'm just ready for that peace and quiet. That inner peace, the outer peace, all of it. Just be peaceful for a change instead of just all this chaos that I built up for myself. I built up these walls because I felt like if I don't build up the wall, this is what people are going to see. Me unraveling, me being all sorts of nuts and all sorts of crazy. And who has time to deal with a crazy person? Nobody. Nobody has time to deal with a crazy person. So I deal with my issues by myself because at the end of the day, nobody can fix me but me. So it's just been a lot. Just been a lot. A lot, a lot, a lot. And like I said, I'm trying to be present. I'm trying to be in the now and not in the future because I don't know what the future holds. Even if I do set it up, sometimes the things that we pre-plan don't be exactly what you expect it to be. So, I don't know, y'all. I mean, y'all could give me your thoughts. You can always send me a voice message on here, or you can write a message on anywhere the podcast is can be heard, or you can leave it on Twitter, Instagram. Not Instagram, you can't do that on Instagram, but Twitter, I know. Twitter, you can definitely leave me a message about it. But yeah. Tell me your thoughts. Let me know what I should do. I'm always willing to listen for help. I am not above getting no type of help at all. So If you have something for my crazy self, then let me know. So, I will let you guys get back to your busy schedules. Hopefully, you guys are having a good Wednesday so far. And I will resume this next Saturday at 4:30 p.m. So, set your clocks. Set your reminders, all that other stuff, because Sailor P is coming back. She is coming back on her regular schedule. And I will see you guys next time. Thank you so much for listening and waiting. Hopefully you guys are staying safe. Remember to wash your hands, wash your body, wash all of it. All of it, your house, everything, okay? Because the virus is still here. It's still here. And I will see you all next time. Bye.